born an athlete, you'll die an athlete. It's in your DNA.
Live like an athlete so that you can be successful in life.
You're an athlete. Live like it.
ANA, America needs athletes.
I feel like this mic covers my entire face. I kind of like it.
We are live. Welcome, athletes, into another episode of The Gym Closet. We're here with Amber
and
Zach, as usual. Welcome, guys.
Thanks.
All right, we got everything rolling. If this is your first time tuning in to The Gym Closet, we are a podcast talking about everything Crave Gym, why it's beneficial to live like an athlete, what that means, and why that's going to lead to success in life, both training like an athlete and living like an athlete outside of the gym. And we give tips and tricks and fitness things to ways to be successful in that. So today we have an awesome episode. We're going to go through kind of three topics that we've been sitting on for a while. We've either gotten questions or concerns or comments about these topics and what we you know, what we would like. So obviously we've shared those answers with the people that ask us, but because we get it on a repeat basis, we want to cover it today. So we have three different topics that we'll be talking about. The exciting part, though, too, we're going to get back into our segments and some different things. So we have our foodie. We're going to transition that a little bit into more of a we'll have eight different options of what we're going to call it.
We need help with a name because we can't pick it.
If you haven't done foodie before, jump on our social media. You basically get eight different options of what was just food, and then we dwindle down and find out what everybody's favorite is. So we've done it with food in the past. We're going to do it with the name of this new segment, but the new segment is not only going to be food, it will be food as well, but it's going to include some other stuff as well. So exercises, what else were we talking about?
Like
traditions, movies, yeah. You know, different things that Christmas movies was one of them, yeah, that we were talking about. So we'll have a bunch of different options and do it tournament style where one's up against the other, because I love to see everybody's opinions.
So first, we need help with the name. So we'll do a poll on that of what we should call that segment. And then we'll get into, I think the first one is food. It just happens to be food because we're going to talk about Thanksgiving food. So once we get the name, we're going right into the most favorite Thanksgiving food.
But are we
going
to get the name this week, though?
Today. Let's do it. This week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll,
and then next week, we'll start the Thanksgiving one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll have two.
Yeah, so it's
week.
Getting some beer.
So make sure you stay on our social media. It'll be on stories in all of them. So make sure that you stay up to date with those and make sure you're voting with those. Of course, stories delete in, 24 hours?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's always changing.
Okay. Well, whatever it is.
I think
delete,
24 hours,
so make sure
though.
That you are paying attention. We're going to do the names most likely here today and tomorrow. And then we will start, when we're done with that, immediately with the Thanksgiving foods that we'll talk about and
yes,
get the results out to everybody once we get the names. So so that was the first thing that we had to clean up. The one thing we wanted to touch on, obviously with COVID, there's a lot of different protocols and different things that are being put into place. Right now, we've gotten a lot of questions. We are operating as a gym, and so we are open until further notice. All of the attendance that we've been, the attendant protocol and all of the protocols that we've had in place continue to stay in place. And so there's no changes in the immediate future until we hear something new. So if you have any questions, contact one of us. But if you have been attending the gym and doing what you do, then you can do that right now. So that will continue. Now we're moving on to, let's go, do you want to get into your topic first? So Amber's topic's cool. We did a podcast, we did an episode, I can't remember what episode it was, but we did an episode on basically how to tell that you had a good workout and what I think we had like the top five ways or the top five myths on that people run into when they think that they have a good workout. So that kind of ties into this. So you can look back, off the relook, and I'll put a link at the bottom of the show to that podcast as well. If you want to get into more of the deeper into kind of the science of those different things and why some of them aren't, because we did an entire episode on it. So, so we have that for you too, but go ahead and talk about your topic.
So, obviously smartwatches, okay, they're a big thing, or any kind of device that tells you, you know, how high your heart rate is, how many calories you burn, all that stuff. So I asked one of our athletes at the gym the other morning, you know, how are you liking strength season? And her comment was, well, I don't burn as many calories on my watch. And I know, you know, with the craze out there right now within the watches, and I even have one, but I literally have my watch because if I don't have my phone on me when I'm coaching and there's an emergency at home, I can know. But for shits and giggles, one time I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to see how many calories I burn. And I got done. I was, you know, gassed. Like, I worked hard. It's not like I slacked. And it said I burned like 200 calories. And I'm like, F this. Like, something's wrong with my watch, first off. And that does not dictate, you know, my workout, because I know that that shouldn't do it. But I can see how some people, you know, they look at that and they're like, oh my gosh, I only burned 200 calories. I need to go do extra today. And so there's a difference between, you know, when you're running and the caloric expenditure that you're having at that time. So your body's moving more, you're having to work harder in that moment, so your calorie burn is going to be higher. So during our endurance season, in that hour, you're going to burn more calories because you're, you know, your body's moving more. Now with our strength season, you're lifting heavier weights, okay? So your heart rate's going to be a little bit lower and you're going to have more downtime, but the calorie burn throughout the day is going to continue, unlike endurance training when that calorie burn stops after that hour. And so that's something I want people to understand, is like, you can't just base your workout off of your watch. Like, yes, your calories are going to be less during strength, but that doesn't mean the afterburn is not going to be more. And so, and then that just got me into thinking, like, every time you get done with the training session, like, you shouldn't be like gassed, like laying on the ground being like, oh my gosh, I died. Like, your body does not need that type of intensity every single workout, because it prevents overtraining, prevents injury, or it causes injury and stuff like that. And so just the mental mindset of like how we run our program, and that if your watch says you burn less calories this season, that that's okay.
Yeah, definitely. And I think to touch on kind of what we've talked about in the past on this podcast is those different things, those, that might be a myth. You know, how much I sweat might be a myth on if I got a good workout or not. Mm-hmm. You know, did I fill my shirt with sweat? No, I didn't. Okay, I didn't get a good enough workout. You know, the other thing is like muscle soreness. All of these things are tools to see certain things. But depending on those goals, in strength, our goal is to get strong.
Right.
And our goal isn't necessarily to burn as many calories as we can. So obviously we have 10 minutes less of our conditioning in strength seasons, and so you're obviously going to burn less calories because of that 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. But that's acute calorie burn. So that's the time that you are burning during that training like you said.
Yeah.
And so that recovery of your muscles and gaining muscle and the adaptation that your body has to speed up your metabolism because of increased muscle is just as beneficial as burning calories.
Right.
That's why, like, you always heard, like, back in the day, and I'm sure they're still out there, it's the cardio bunnies that just do like an hour on the treadmill every single day, and that's their mm-hmm. workout. And while it's, I'm never gonna, you know, say that it's that some any
moving
exercise
your body
bad,
is bad,
you
yeah.
know, but if you're gonna be optimal, you have to be lifting weights. And the reason you have to be lifting weights is because of the adaptations that your body makes to boost metabolism and to have that mm-hmm. tone type of
and
work.
Like,
and
yeah.
So those the acute workout, if you're periodized and you're training correctly, then it has less to do with that acute workout, and it has more to do with your overall mesocycle, your overall month, your overall 3 months, your overall year. Because that's where we have to stay consistent.
Right. And you know, that's why we periodize our workouts. So like after the strength season, we're going to get into our agility season. So then that caloric burn during that time is going to be more in that session, you know? And so that's why we periodize our training, because, you know, I don't know. That's just exactly what you said, you know?
Yeah. And then you also have to watch out for, you know, heart rate. The calorie burn comes from your heart rate monitor. And so you also have to think about, okay, you know, we have a lot of people that do those kind of competitions and that kind of stuff, which isn't necessarily bad. But if you are only relying on that heart rate monitor to tell you if you had a good workout or not, that's where you can be deceived a lot, because someone that's in really, really good shape, their heart rate is going to be less.
It's going to take more work.
You're working to have your heart rate lower throughout your entire workout, right? So like if I'm a marathon runner, and I do a Crave workout, I'm most likely going to burn less calories than someone that may be deconditioned, maybe hasn't trained for 10 years. That person would have a higher heart rate the entire time, might feel like they're going to puke. Might, you know, that's the other thing is the feeling of puking or being dizzy. Like a lot of people are like, oh, I'm striving for that. That's
every single day. Like that's
what makes a hard workout. You know what I mean? And if you're striving for that, that means that you're not getting into good enough shape so that you can keep getting to that feeling. So, so that's an awesome observation as far as, some people that, you know, rely on that watch too much. It's a great tool.
Mm-hmm. But if it helps with motivation and accountability for yourself, then do it, you know, but don't look at the workout.
You can't base your itself success of your workout
off of that. Yeah. Right.
That's the thing. I think I see a lot of people. I don't have one personally, so I don't really know, you know, the ins and outs of them. But I know like the filling up your rings and everything. You know, and so like you guys said, it's a great tool. Mm-hmm. You know, and like you said, if it motivates you to get up and move and do something, that's exactly, you know, what you should be using it for. You know, it's something that, you know, you should be noticing. You know, if you're sitting around all day and your rings are, or whatever they are empty, then yeah, you know, it's a good reminder of, hey, you know, I need to go, you know, go for a walk, go for a run, do something. Yep. Yep. But yeah, it's the...
Is that an Apple version?
I think so, yeah. The ring? I don't know, though. I don't have it.
Or like steps, so many steps a day. Yeah, like that's exactly good. Like if you want to get your steps in, because that's, you're just moving your body and your body needs to move.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. So it's a great like motivational tool and something to kind of remind you. But, you know, kind of to sum it up, like you guys said, you know, it's unhealthy almost to like look at the end of your workout. Cause you could have a great workout, look at your watch, like you said, and you know, maybe you're burning, you know, a few less calories than you usually do, and you're discouraged and you're, you know, upset about it. Like that's an unhealthy way of looking at it. Yeah. You know?
Yes. And psychology is a big part of it. And the mental part of training, just like you shouldn't feel like if you eat too much one day that you have to go and overwork the next day, you know, to make up for eating bad. Like that's a bad relationship with not only food, but with your workout, you know? And so, that mindset of, and again, that's why we train like athletes, is because we train, you know, we don't just do exercise to burn calories. We don't just do the acute goal of that day. Mm-hmm. We have goals, above and beyond as athletes to, continue to help us, improve in life and be successful in the gym. Yeah. So, awesome. The second one kind of goes into our periodization and why we train the way that we do as athletes, and kind of goes into a little bit more of, you know, our exercise prescription and why we train the way we do. But Zach, what do you got for us today?
Yeah, so one of the things that I hear from athletes a lot is they ask me the question always of why do we not, or can we do more core work, you know, planks and sit-ups, things like that. And first of all, again, same thing with like the watches. They're not bad. You know, they're not a bad thing. They're not a waste of time. They're productive in their own way. But the kind of the way that we set it up is, you know, we're using like the active rest time, for example, for our planks, sit-ups, V-ups, that quote unquote core work. The reason that we're not, you know, doing, you know, planks or sit-ups for like our legitimate like strength movement of the day is because you're still getting that core work during those strength movements. So basically any free weight exercise, any free weight lift that you're doing, you're going to be using your core if you're doing it properly. You should be engaging your core, whether it's squats, bench press, deadlift, literally every free weight lift that we're doing here in the gym, you're going to be engaging your core muscles to be doing that. The other big thing too to touch on that everyone always thinks a little bit of a misconception is, you know, the core, it's your you know, a lot of your torso. It's not just your abs. That's one thing that I hear a lot is people are like, why don't we do, you know, like sit-ups, like, strictly for core. Like, core is also, you know, your erectors and your back, things like that, you know. So, I mean, you're engaging your entire core when we're doing those.
You've done an RDL or a deadlift with us, like,
yeah, you're working your core.
You're working your lower back intensely. Like, you're going to feel it, you know. And so, yeah, the core work and even just the pressure of – especially like this season, one of the things that we are doing is our 4 to 6 rep range. It's a lower rep range. So even the pressure that you have to put on your diaphragm, breathing out in order to do that heavy squat.
Exactly.
Like, all of that is working your core. And actually this season is one of the times where we do actually throw in some of those active rest sit-ups.
I think pretty much all of our active rest this season, I believe, is a core movement. We have some sort of core action in every day this season, I want to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, going along with that too, it's one of those things where the heavier you're lifting, the more you're working that core, you know. So this season when we're lifting heavy weights, like you're going to be, like you said, working the core intensely this whole season, you know, whatever, you know, heavy weight that we're doing. The other thing too that I wanted to touch on with that too is the concept of like spot reducing, where you're specifically trying to burn fat,
right?
Like just in your stomach, for example, because people, they kind of go hand in hand. Like a lot of people ask me, like, why don't we? I want, you know, a 6-pack. So why are we not doing more, you know, core stuff for my 6-pack? It's impossible. That's like the straight up answer. It's impossible to spot reduce, to target burning fat in a specific area.
But what about a waist trainer belt?
Oh gosh, yeah. Some...
there's so many products that make money off of the thought that I can just burn stomach fat.
Right.
Right. You know, exactly. All of the paste and gels and stuff that they are selling nowadays too.
Yeah.
So stay away from those. but yeah, you burn body fat all over your body at the exact same time. So the only way to get to that 6-pack is burn enough body fat that will burn off. You just might not notice it in your legs as much. You might not notice it in your arms, but there is body fat over covering your entire body. But most of it, especially for guys, is centralized in that abdomen area.
Yeah.
And so that abdomen area has a lot more to get rid of. And it may be the last stubborn, you know, you hear that all the time, the stubborn fat. Well, during that time, you're burning fat everywhere. And so it's the general overall body fat that you're going to be worried about. And all that is consistency and
training and deficit,
nutrition and working.
Yeah. Before I got pregnant, like I had a 6-pack, like, but it was from the team training sessions. It's not like I would go in and do extra abs. Like I've gotten so many messages of like, how do I get a core like you? Like, what do I need to do? I'm like, you need to train at a Crave gym is what you need to do and watch your nutrition.
We have virtual for you as well now.
I think all of us are like when I'm doing a squat, like my core is always tight. And when I work with my PT clients, I have to constantly remind them of that because I think so many people just like push their stomach out.
Definitely.
Like they don't have the, like you guys always need it when you're doing a squat, tighten your core. And like I always say, suck your belly button to your spine, you know, or when you're doing a clean, like that core should be tight the whole time. So really that mindset of getting, you know, keeping that whole core strength
and just
strong
and movements too. Yes. Think about our,
cause you have to, like when you do that turn and press, like you're using your core, like you better flex that core the whole time. So I mean, you're getting that core strength in like all of our functional movements that we do, you know, and
what,
I love
again,
like those
training
are
training like an athlete is not just, you know, the powerlifting movements. It's not just Olympic movements. Mm-hmm. It's a strength and conditioning program that has functions or has pieces of all of that to be successful as an athlete. And so that all of those things, and especially rotation, balance work. Not only that, but even in like agility, when you're changing direction and you're working
standing
on that
up
balance
tall
and all of those things, you're working your core. You're doing different things.
Even striking. Striking is huge on
core.
Yeah. You know,
you get so much core activation when you're striking. Yeah. Like every cross you throw, every
uppercut.
Yeah,
you should be
keeping
that core strong. And like I always tell those females too, it's like, at the same time, you can't compare your body type to mine, right? Because my body type's different than what yours is. So your abs might not ever look like this because you just don't have that in you, you know? And it's nutrition. I mean, if you're not eating the right things and stuff, you can't out-train a bad diet, you know? So
like the whole, like the quote of saying that abs are made in the gym is, it's 100% true.
Kitchen.
Like really, kitchen. Sorry. that's false. Yeah, don't listen to that. They're made in the kitchen. Sorry. Yeah.
Yes, it's
exactly
true.
Right.
It's like you got to watch
the right
that nutrition.
True,
and some females, just like you said, that that might be the last place it comes off. Yeah. Like, you see, I have a couple of nutrition clients I'm working with now. Their legs are getting there, their upper body, they're losing it, but their core is just still there. And I'm like, sometimes that's just the last, you
but
know,
what they don't
piece,
understand,
but they,
though, is during that time when they've lost body fat in their legs, when they've lost upper body fat, they're losing body fat.
They are. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes.
So if you go through and you measure those inches, you may have lost an inch of off of your...
And they do see it. They see their hips coming in. And, like, so it's all a positive thing.
Right.
But it just,
everybody
when they're seeing,
like,
and so,
drawn on
yes,
six pack,
right?
Yeah.
Right. So, yep. But no, I like that topic too, because we do get asked that a lot, and just engage your core, everything you're doing.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
So the third one is mine, and I'm going to talk about something that, you know, has to do obviously with both of these. So if you're overtraining or you know, you're training your core during this season, no matter what, in our program, you have to have recovery. And so our recovery days are huge. That's why we train 3 days a week in the team sessions. And then, you know, we have our active rest days where you can, you know, stay active and train as an athlete. But, you know, basically I have five tips that are ways to help you recover in our training program and make sure that we're optimally recovering. You know, just taking that time in between and doing our training program in itself allows for that time to recover, but there's different things that you do have to do. I have them all written down, so I'm going to be looking over to the right if you're watching this. But consider your off-field or out-of-the-gym behavior. So, like, number one, your goals in recovery and your goals in, you know, in the gym, you can't just leave those in the gym. You have to live like an athlete. And so that means getting the right amount of sleep. That's huge for recovery. Making sure that your nutrition is on point, whether that's getting enough protein or if that's getting the micronutrients that you need. So we practice flexible nutrition. So you can really eat anything you would like to hit those macronutrients. But if you are not eating a balanced diet of and getting your, you know, your greens in and your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and minerals, if you're not getting those in, that's going to hurt for recovery. You're not eating optimally in that sense. Hydration is another one. You know, obviously hydration, drinking enough water, and then, you know, meditation and getting a mental recovery as well. Is those are all things that you do outside of the gym on a daily basis. You worry about those things 24 hours a day, but those all are going to help you with your goal inside of the gym. So that's mm-hmm. tip number one. Number two is consider training splits and periodization. We do that for you. So, you know, training different body parts so that you're not doing, if you just do bench press every single day, you're not going to allow your that muscle group to recover.
And you're going to be one of those memes that says skips leg day.
Right. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You're going to have the tiny stick legs.
Don't do that.
You're going to be all over the internet.
Yeah. All over the internet. So don't do that. But periodize. And when we say periodize, we have if you go back, we have an entire podcast over periodization and what it does. And we'll probably repeat that as well. But periodization is basically just your plan in your workout. And so there's optimal ways to train so that you're getting the most out of your workouts and still being able to recover so you're not overworking certain aspects of your. The tip number three is be honest with where you are today. And that might mean another way to kind of put that would be not to compare yourselves to other people while you're training. So, like, if I'm not able to, if my max squat is 250 pounds, I should probably not be putting 300 pounds on the bar, even if Jimmy next to me is putting on 300 pounds on the bar. That's going to hurt your recovery, right? That's going to potentially cause injuries, and that's not what you need to be doing. Same thing when it comes to, you know, going at your own pace. If you know, be honest with yourself. If you know that you haven't done a movement, you're going to be super sore. So keep those things in mind when you're recovering. You might need extra time. You might need extra treatment, which kind of goes into the next one, which is tip number four is stretch or mobility work, which can be a lot of different things. So you can do foam rolling. You know, there's the TheraGuns and different things that do like compression on your muscles, even massage, but then stretching after a training. We do that for you again. You know, and guys, I talk fast.
So you're telling me to go get a massage every week?
Yeah.
All right.
Bingo. If you can find a free massage every single week,
do it.
Be great for you.
That's you, right?
Yes. I walked into that one. But I talk fast when, so like,
that's fine. You're doing a good job. And I always feel bad interrupting. Yeah. Because I do it too much.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Ice baths is another one. General icing, like sore joints and different things. Ice is going to help with inflammation. Same thing with like ibuprofen or an anti-inflammatory.
I'd rather take ibuprofen than sit in an ice bath. Just saying.
That's true. Ice baths are like, I loved ice baths.
Well,
I
they
lived
say,
in ice bath
like even
in college,
what is it? Ed Milet and some of those people, they take like a, when they're in the shower every day, they turn it to cold and sit in there for like 2 minutes. And I tried it one time and I'm like, hell no.
So Joe
like,
Rogan,
I can't, like, even
Rogan
5 seconds.
I know,
oh, my word.
He has a sauna and an ice bath. So he goes sauna, ice bath,
no,
sauna, ice bath.
Like,
back
I
and
just,
forth. And it's called
it's
something co-
it's like there's studies
it's
that
like
say
temperature shock therapy or something, and recovery is huge.
Oh, gosh.
So being able to get into that, and that's, again, inflammation with that. And so, the fifth and the least important, there was a reason I put it number five, is supplements. Making sure if you have, like we talked about, if you consider you're off the field, out of the gym lifestyle, then the supplements should take care of themselves with nutrition. But if they're called supplements because if you're not getting as optimal nutrition as you should be, supplementing them with glutamine, getting your creatine in, making sure your BCAAs, your curcumin is an anti-inflammatory, proteins and omegas are going to be, protein obviously for recovery for muscles, but omegas are going to help with joint recovery and joint issues. There's like, I always take it because I can actually feel a difference if I don't take it like in a day, but mm-hmm. like a joint flex or like, that I think that's a brand name, no free ads, but like a joint medicine, right? So like mm-hmm. a glucosamine, a chondroitin, and a MSM.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. I'm not as old as you.
Yeah.
You're a little bit old. Well, I mean.
By a week. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You
someday I'll get there. Yeah.
You'll never get there. You'll never be as old as me.
Oh, you know what it is? It's that cold weather, though. Right, that's what's really getting your joints.
I know. Yeah, for
the
sure.
cold.
Yes. Oh, but you're young.
Yeah, that's,
get
out
of here.
About this,
yeah,
you know? Cold weather is killing you.
Hurts my knees.
But yeah, so those are kind of five different tips to optimize recovery. Something that I know I don't do enough, but I've gotten a lot of comments on how to recover, you know, how to help with soreness, all that kind of stuff. You're going to be sore, especially changing seasons into our strength season. But, you know, you can do some things to alleviate some of that soreness. And
wait, something you don't do enough. Did you say what you don't do enough?
All of these things.
Yeah,
stretching. yeah.
You,
and all
well,
of my
that's
recovery
what,
tips.
Yeah.
I don't do enough. But that's the thing, is it needs to be top of mind. And it, for
right.
me, it's just not top of mind enough.
I mean, you don't do.
But I mean, I need to make time for this kind of stuff. Like stretching. The only time I stretch is when I'm coaching and I'm stretching.
Yeah. Right. Well, I was going to say that. Like, I notice that during our sessions, people dart out the door. And I know life is busy. Like, just do it at that night then or something. Because if you don't get that full recovery and that lactic acid buildup, that flexibility and mobility, like, you'll never be able to get low on a squat, you know, or do. So I just tell people, I'm like, listen, if you have to go, I get it. But make sure, and let's be honest, when you get home and you're getting ready for bed, I'm not, you don't want to stretch, right? But make yourself do it even if it's for a little bit.
Right.
But or just set time to say, no, this is part of my workout and my session.
Right.
I'm going
to
sit down here for
you
5 minutes
and
do
that
it.
That needs to be part. There's a reason we take 5 minutes to do it.
Right. And I know we're guilty because we get social over at Waukee.
Yeah,
and like sometimes we start talking and then it's like we don't stretch. Like multitasking is really bad over there. And then we just wait. Yeah. So it's like be intentional like with what you need to stretch on your body. But
yeah. And that's, you know, that's something that, again, if you're choose to do it before bed, then you can do that at that time.
But do it,
you know, and that's the biggest
thing.
And
it's only going to get worse as people get older. Like your flexibility doesn't get better, you know, and so if you don't take care of it now, it's just prolonging that.
It really is. It's incredible what, I mean, just 5 minutes, even 5 minutes once a day can do. I mean, like you said, the only time when I was in college, I was really guilty of. I didn't stretch after workouts. I didn't stretch ever. And I mean, I got here right after college last spring. And I mean, within 2 months of stretching after coaching sessions, which I mean, for me, I guess it was like twice a day. Mm-hmm. So like 10 minutes of stretching a day for like 2 months. I mean, I was more flexible easily than I've ever been.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I mean, it's incredible.
I look back, I look back and I was one of the guys during football that really, I guess, wanted to take advantage of everything that I could to help my body. One, because I had a couple early injuries in college. And so like, I was like, well, I don't want to get injured again. So like I was taking ice baths. I was stretching as much as I could, not only after training sessions, but after practice. I was doing like electric stim and doing all of the things that the training room offered. And it was so nice and I wish that I could create a mini training room next
that would be
to any of our stuff. You know what I mean? Because it's so valuable in those different things. Recovering. But like as far as like ice baths and stuff, if obviously we don't have a whirlpool ice bath in the back of Craves, but going home and just, you know, dumping a bag of ice in the bathtub and sitting in it, even just for lower body, you know, which is most of the time I went like belly button high. I never went. Some people try to do upper body stuff. I was never into that. So, So work on recovery. Make sure that you know what we get. Knowing how to track your good workouts.
Yes.
And we'll go over. We can go over. That can be another topic sometime about kind of what makes a good workout, because we kind of talked about what doesn't necessarily mm-hmm. make a good workout, but we can talk about some of those things. And I think the main answer there is just progress over time,
right?
You know, so being able to measure and remeasure, and we do that here at Crave as well. Mm-hmm. And then Zach talking about
core
work.
There we go. Yeah. I was drawing a blank. Core work. And what we've been doing and how we actually do it. We hide it, but we do it.
Yeah, we sneak it in there for you all, so recovery. You guys don't have to ask anymore.
Right, exactly. So the last thing that we are going to be doing, we're going to slide in a segment with athlete shout-outs. So this is going to be a segment every single week. I have West Des Moines. Zach kind of bounces back and forth, so he may have athletes from either location. And then Amber's obviously at Waukee most of the time. But we did a squat challenge. We're doing a squat challenge today, Tuesday. So we have that going on all day today. So we don't have the results from that. But we did a squat challenge last week as well. And so the top three females and males is I'm going to give a huge shout out. So the top, I guess I have top two females. So huge shout out to Tisha and Emily. They were in different sessions, but they were the top two for the women. And then we have the top three for the guys was all in the same session. So the way that we do some of these challenges is the winner of the challenge, or the winner of that session wins that session. But then we also do a top 10, and so all of those qualify for the championship with COVID protocols. We don't know what the championships mm-hmm. will look like right now, but that's another story. But Glenn hit a max of 455. So we sub max and then we throw it into our formula. So huge shout out to Glenn. Cody had the 330 and Aaron at noon, or I guess Aaron won the noon. So he was at 325. So huge shout out to you guys. Great job on your squats. That's the main thing we're working on is strength. So all of our challenges this season are going to be going to test that strength in different movements. So,
and one thing about, you know, our challenges too is they should be fun, and you should be able to track your progress with them. So that's kind of why we do them, is so you guys have an idea of where you're at. So that way, when you come into the gym, you're not just putting 5 pounds on each side thinking that's all you can do. So
and
when
the lifting you do cards the, have a place to write that stuff down. So yeah. Make sure you write all your.
So when we do the 3 to 5 rep max, that gives you, you know, then we put in the computer system and it tells you how many reps you should be able to do one time. So then you take that, you know, and we can help you figure out how much you should start with every time you come in for the 4 to 6 reps. So that way, because I think a lot of people are, they're stronger than what they think, but there's that intimidation or that scarcity mindset that I can't do it, you know? And so just seeing like, no, this is proof that you can do that helps people a lot. So
definitely.
But they're fun. Yeah. I mean, have fun with it. Don't.
Oh yeah.
It's just challenge something yourself, to challenge yourself a little bit as an athlete. So, and if we're going to talk about, should we talk about the top over at Waukeen then?
We should probably. Yeah,
probably.
Talk about Des Moines.
Well, I don't have, Tanner's the top. How you talked about the top here. So Dana, and Dana is my athlete shout out of the week, but I'll get back to her. So Dana was at 197 pounds, Andrea 164, and some of these I haven't updated yet. Annie 152, Dustin Burton 333, Justin McCoy 270, and I know that Tanner was up there as well. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. But yeah, so Dana is my athlete. So she started, I don't even know when she started Crave, but we just recently started doing nutrition, 10 weeks ago. And she's just been someone really fun to watch because she comes in, she works hard in the training sessions, always has a good attitude about everything. But as far as nutrition goes, she's down about 15 pounds in 10 weeks. And it's just a steady progression. I mean, she's still eating a lot of food, still feeling full. You know, her family dynamic hasn't changed a lot because they have three little ones at home. And she's tried several things, like in the past. And she would get results, but then she'd gain the weight back, get results. But a lot of it was restrictive. So they were saying, okay, eat chicken and broccoli and rice, you know. And that's kids hard. Like, that's kids don't eat that. And it gets boring, you know. And so then you fall off and... You know, it's just what happens. And so she's just been able to, you know, her and her husband talk and they're like, we haven't really changed much. It's just about portion sizes and like adding in different things like light sour cream instead of regular sour cream or light ranch instead of, you know, the full fat ranch and things like that, that they're just noticing that they're switching. But yet they're getting creative and, you know, getting ideas on how to, you know, get their nutrition in, but still do it in a healthy way. So awesome. It's been really cool to see her and her body fat's down close to 5%, so that's good too. So
nice,
yeah.
Nice,
so keep it up, Dana.
Good work. All right, yep. So I've been over in Waukee a lot for the max squats last week and this morning actually. I've had a few people I wanted to recognize for that. Heidi Curran, hope I'm saying your last name right, Heidi, and Annie Lowe. Those of you guys that know those two, they just go together anyway, so it's like one shout out here. Right? But yeah, both of them. So obviously, you know, like we talked about, it's our job as coaches, you know, to really focus on when we're doing these challenges to push you guys past what you think are your limits. And just a little kind of a highlight here. I'm sure Heidi won't mind. So Heidi was in last Monday and Tuesday this morning. So she actually did the max squat both days. So last Monday is a little bit bigger session. So it's a little bit harder for us as coaches to be watching every single person, making sure everyone is really, really, you know, pushing to the limit. It comes a little bit more on you guys to kind of push past those limits. We're going to do our best, obviously, but when there's more people, we're trying to focus on everybody at once. So last Monday, Heidi, I believe, said she got 110. Today, when it was a little bit smaller session, she got up to that 115 range and was going to stop. I was like, no, we're throwing the 45s on, and I believe she got 135 four times, I want to say, which she said
is
her PR. Yeah,
140-145.
I say it's up in like the high 140s, yeah. Maybe, yeah. I want to say.
Nice.
Let's get the formula out. So good awesome job with that, Heidi. And Annie, same thing. So both of them actually set their, I believe they said their PRs. Both of them squatting more than their body weight now, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. So yeah, good job, you guys. And really, same thing for like all the Waukee athletes. You know, I'm sure West Des Moines, you know, you guys are the same way over here. You know, we're, as coaches, we're pushing you guys past,
except,
you know, squats
better.
Are... Exactly.
Nope. No.
I thought you meant you were making the athletes better, not that West Des Moines.
Yeah,
better.
We're also okay. Making the athletes
we
better, but
are,
the West Des Moines
key,
athletes just go above
key.
And beyond.
Okay, well, that's not take that back. Never mind.
This might be a whole other podcast.
Yeah. This will be a different podcast topic, yeah.
We'll talk about competition.
Yeah. And I like Annie and Heidi. Like, their dynamic of just being good teammates with each other
yeah,
is awesome because
oh,
they all
yeah.
motivate each other.
Absolutely.
And I'm like, oh, where's Heidi? And I'll ask Annie, and she'll know because it's like that.
I also have to ask, where's Heidi? Sorry, Heidi.
Heidi, we love you, Heidi. But yeah, it's a good dynamic, and they push each other, and you can just tell like there's a friendly competition, you know.
Oh,
and that's
yeah,
what
exactly.
Some people need is that accountability of that person to show up at the
yeah.
gym with you,
and that's what I love too about having the kind of, I mean, a lot of people are bouncing around from session to session, but there's kind of a same, you know, you'll notice over time as coaches, and you guys notice too as athletes, that there's kind of the same group that tends to show up, mm-hmm. you know, each session. You kind of have your session that you usually go to. So it's really cool for me as a coach to see, you know, people that a few months ago didn't know each other and are now, you know, really, really close friends in the gym, and they're pushing each other. That's one of the coolest things, honestly, mm-hmm. about this, is to see people that, you know, when we first got back from COVID, when was that, in May or June, something
May
like
or
that.
June, yep, yep.
You know, you guys in like my 6 a.m. session over in Waukee didn't even know each other, and now you guys come in and you're like really good friends and stuff. So yeah. That's really cool for me as a coach to see.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
It's awesome, yeah. Love it.
Well, yeah, huge shout out to all those athletes. Way to work. Each week we're going to have an athlete or multiple athletes.
No pressure, guys. No pressure.
Yeah, you got to earn it, though.
We'll see. Everyone's going to be like freaking turbo this week.
Right? I love it. That'd be awesome. Yeah. But, yeah, huge shout out. That's kind of it for us today. So, again, well, thanks for everybody listening to the Gym Closet. We are we're going to continue going live every week for those that are watching us, and then we will also be throwing it up on all of the podcast listening sites. So
yeah.
Apple and Stitcher. And Spotify and all of the all of those sites, it's available as well. So make sure that you continue hit a like bell or the reminder bell that continues to subscribe, and then you'll get notifications from us each week. Or just tune in live on Tuesdays, and we'll be continuing mm-hmm. hopefully around 10.
That's our goal.
9:30.
We're solid. 10, we've done 2 weeks.
Two weeks of content. This is Content Tuesday. We are here to stay. So.
And make sure you guys go vote. So we'll do the poll today. Yeah. We need help with that
Take
name.
Take a look
so.
At our social media, and we'll get those options up for you. And then anything else we got to close down the day?
I don't think so.
Awesome. No. Remember, you're an athlete. Live like
an athlete. You'll die an athlete. It's in your DNA.
You're an athlete. Live like an athlete so that you can be successful.
You're an athlete. Live like it.
ANA, America needs athletes.